ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 2, text number 8. Nahi prapashyami mama punadyat.
Nahi prapashyami mama punadyat.
Yajchokam ucchosanam indriyanam.
Yajchokam ucchosanam indriyanam.
Avapya bhuma vasapatnam ridam.
Avapya bhuma vasapatnam ridam.
Rajyam suranam apichadipatyam.
Rajyam suranam apichadipatyam.
Nahi prapashyami mama punadyat.
Nahi prapashyami mama punadyat.
Yachchokamuchchoshanam indriyanam.
Yachchokamuchchoshanam indriyanam.
Avapya bhuma vasapatnam ridham.
Avapya bhuma vasapatnam ridham.
Rajyam suranam apichadipatyam.
Rajyam suranam apichadipatyam.
Nahi prapashyami mama panudyat.
Nahi prapashyami mama panudyat.
Yachchokam ucchosanam indriyanam.
Yachchokam ucchosanam indriyanam.
Avapya bhuma vasapatnam ridham.
Avapya bhuma vasapatnam ridham.
Rajyam suranam apichadipatyam.
Rajyam suranam apichadipatyam.
Nahi prapashyami mama panudyat.
Nahi prapashyami mama panudyat.
Yashchokam ucchoshanam indriyanam.
Yashchokam ucchoshanam indriyanam.
Avapya bhuma vasapatnam ridham.
Avapya bhuma vasapatnam ridham.
Rajyam suranam apichadipatyam.
Rajyam suranam apichadipatyam.
Nahi prapashyami mama panudyat.
Nahi prapashyami mama panudyat.
Yachchokam ucchosanam indriyanam.
Yachchokam ucchosanam indriyanam.
Avapya bhuma vasapatnam ridham.
Avapya bhuma vasapatnam ridham.
Rajyam suranam apichadipatyam.
Rajyam suranam apichadipatyam.
Nahi prapashyami mama panudyat.
Nahi prapashyami mama panudyat.
Yachchokam ucchosanam indriyanam.
Yachchokam ucchosanam indriyanam.
Avapya bhuma vasapatnam ridham.
Avapya bhuma vasapatnam ridham.
Rajyam suranam apichadipatyam.
Rajyam suranam apichadipatyam.
Nahi prapashyami mama panudyat.
Yachchokam ucchosanam
indriyanam.
Avapya bhuma vasapatnam ridham.
Rajyam suranam
apichadipatyam.
Marijis.
Nahi prapashyami mama panudyat.
Nahi prapashyami mama panudyat.
Yachchokam ucchosanam indriyanam.
Yachchokam ucchosanam indriyanam.
Avapya bhuma vasapatnam ridham.
Avapya bhuma vasapatnam ridham.
Rajyam suranam apichadipatyam.
Nahi prapashyami mama panudyat.
Nahi
Prapashyami,
I see.
Mama,
my.
Anudyat,
can drive away.
Yat,
that which.
Shokam,
lamentation.
Uchchoshanam,
drying up.
Indriyanam,
of the senses.
Avapya,
achieving.
Bhumau,
on the earth.
Asapatnam,
without rival.
Ridham,
prosperous.
Rajyam,
kingdom.
Suranam,
of the demigods.
Api,
even.
Cha,
also.
Adipatyam,
supremacy.
Translation: I can find no means to drive away this grief which is drying up my senses. I will not be able to dispel it, even if I win a prosperous, unrivaled kingdom on earth with sovereignty like the demigods in heaven.
Purport
by Srila Prabhupada. Although Arjuna was putting forward so many arguments based on knowledge of the principles of religion and moral codes, it appears that he was unable to solve his real problem without the help of the spiritual master, Lord Sri Krishna. He could understand that his so-called knowledge was useless in driving away his problems, which were drying up his whole existence. And it was impossible for him to solve such perplexities without the help of a spiritual master like Lord Krishna. Academic knowledge, scholarship, high position, etc. are all useless in solving the problems of life. Help can be given only by a spiritual master like Krishna. Therefore, the conclusion is that a spiritual master who is 100% Krishna conscious is the bona fide spiritual master, for he can solve the problems of life. Lord Chaitanya said that one who is master in the science of Krishna consciousness, regardless of his social position, is the real spiritual master. Kiba bipra kiba nyasi sudra keni nai ye Krishna tatvavata se guru hai. It does not matter whether a person is a vipra, a learned scholar in Vedic wisdom, or is born in a lower family, or is in the renounced order of life. If he is master in the science of Krishna, he is the perfect and bona fide spiritual master. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 8:128. So without being a master in the science of Krishna consciousness, no one is a bona fide spiritual master. It is also said in Vedic literature, Satkarma nipuno vipro mantra tantra visharada avaishnavo guru nashad Vaishnava Swapacho Guru. A scholarly Brahmana, expert in all subjects of Vedic knowledge, is unfit to become a spiritual master without being a Vaishnava or expert in the science of Krishna consciousness. But a person born in a family of a lower caste can become a spiritual master if he is a Vaishnava or Krishna conscious. Padma Purana. Okay, read Thai.
ถึงแม้ว่าองค์อาจารย์ทรงยกข้ออ้างมากมายตามหลักความรู้ทางศาสนาและหลักศีลธรรมแต่ดูเหมือนว่าพระองค์จะไม่สามารถแก้ปัญหาอันแท้จริงได้หากไม่ได้รับการช่วยเหลือจากพระอาจารย์ปิฏกรองเจ้าสิริกิชนะองค์อาจารย์ทรงสามารถเข้าใจว่าสิ่งที่เรียกว่าวิชาความรู้ของพระองค์นั้นไร้ประโยชน์ในการที่จะขจัดปัดเป่าปัญหาซึ่งทำให้พระวรกายของพระองค์แห้งแผ่ลงและเป็นไปไม่ได้ที่องค์อัจฉริยะจะสามารถแก้ไขปัญหาความสับสนวุ่นวายนี้โดยไม่ได้รับความช่วยเหลือจากพระอาจารย์ทิพย์เยี่ยมพระองค์เจ้าคริชนาความรู้ทางโลกความเป็นผู้คงแก่เรียนและตำแหน่งอันสูงส่งทั้งหมดนี้ไร้ประโยชน์ในการนำมาแก้ไขปัญหาชีวิตพระอาจารย์ทิพย์เยี่ยมองค์คริชนาเท่านั้นที่ทรงสามารถให้ความช่วยเหลือเราได้ฉะนั้นบทสรุปคือพระอาจารย์ทิพย์ผู้มีคริชนาจิตสำนึก 100% เป็นพระอาจารย์ทิพย์ผู้จริงใจเพราะท่านสามารถแก้ไขปัญหาชีวิตได้รองเจ้าชัยจันยะตรัสว่าผู้ที่มีความจริงใจในศาสตร์แห่งคริชนาจิตสำนึกจึงจะเป็นพระอาจารย์ทิพย์ที่แท้จริงไม่ว่าตำแหน่งทางสังคมของท่านจะเป็นอะไรมันไม่สำคัญที่บุคคลเป็นวิกรผู้คงแก่เรียนในปรัชญาเกเรเกิดในตระกูลต่ำหรือเป็นผู้ใช้ชีวิตสลับโลกวัตถุหากผู้ใดมีความจริงในมีความรู้จริงในศาสตร์แห่งองค์คริชนาผู้นั้นเป็นพระอาจารย์ทิพย์ผู้มีความจริงใจอย่างสมบูรณ์ชัยธัญญาชัยสามฤทธิ์มัธยันต์ 8.128 ดังนั้นหากไม่มีความรู้จริงในศาสตร์แห่งคริสต์ศาสนาสำเร็จไม่มีผู้ใดสามารถเป็นพระอาจารย์ที่ผู้จริงใจได้กล่าวไว้ในวรรณกรรมพระเวทอีกเช่นกันว่าบรมนาผู้คงแก่เรียนมีความชำนาญในสาขาวิชาพระเวททั้งหมดยังไม่เหมาะสมที่จะมาเป็นพระอาจารย์ที่หากไม่ได้เป็นวิชนาวะหรือผู้มีความชำนาญในศาสตร์แห่งคริสต์ศาสนาแต่เกิดในตระกูลต่ำสามารถเป็นพระอาจารย์ทิพย์ได้หากว่าผู้นั้นเป็นวัชนวะหรือมีคริสต์ศาสนาพัฒนาปุระ
โอเค so Arjuna is continuing his confession to Krishna
ตอนนี้ Arjuna ก็ได้พูด
Arjuna is admitting he cannot solve his problem. Yesterday we heard he was confused about his duty. And he knew the problem. He knew why he was confused.His confusion was coming because of his attachment to the family member. It's nature of everyone to be attached to someone, something. If we're not attached to people, we're attached to animals.We see people keep pets like dogs and cats. Or little birds in the cage. So everyone has an attachment to something. Some people grow flowers, they're attached to gardening. Other people are attached to music and painting. And some people are attached to things like sports. Or television. Or newspapers. So it's the nature of people to be attached. But Arjuna understood his attachment was a weakness. And he was approaching Krishna and asking Krishna to help him solve his problem. And here today, in the verse we're reading tonight, Arjuna is saying that even if he gets a lot of wealth and a great kingdom, but still it's not going to solve his problem. We often think, well, if I could just get his money, I would be happy. You know, you see some rich person, and you think, well, if I had his money, I would be happy, I would enjoy life. There's a story about one king was living in his castle, and he was thinking himself to be very unhappy. He was king, he had a kingdom, so many people were his servants under his control, but he was not happy. He thought, "So this is my life is so miserable, I'm sure everybody's happier than me." So outside the king's palace, outside in the street, in the town, there was one cobbler, person who repairs shoes. So that man who was repairing the shoes, he was sitting there and he was thinking, "I'm so unfortunate. If I could be the king, I would be happy. I'm sure that king in the cat up there in the palace, he's happy." So the cobbler was thinking, "I'm so unfortunate, I have to do this work, I have to sit here all day, I hardly make any money." But if I was a king, I would be, I'm sure he's happy, I'm sure he's enjoying life. So this is the nature of the material world. But people are all thinking that this other person is happy and I'm not. But actually, in the material world, nobody is happy. It does not matter how much money or how much fame you have, you will not be happy. Prabhupada told about Mahatma Gandhi. When Mahatma Gandhi was working to get independence for India, to free India from the British, So many people, they were all chanting his name, Mahatma Gandhi Ki Jai, Mahatma Gandhi Ki Jai.
Mahatma Gandhi.
They were all thinking Mahatma Gandhi is so great. But Mahatma Gandhi was so unhappy, he said, I could die. I wish I could die. Because everywhere he went, people were all saying, oh, Mahatma Gandhi ki jai. They were all worshipping him. So he did not like it. So there are many obstacles. Nobody can be happy just simply in material life. You cannot be happy for very long. There is some happiness there in the material world, but very small happiness. And that happiness quickly changes to distress. Just like the happiness of having wealth, quickly you spend that money and the money's gone, you don't have pleasure anymore. Or the happiness of being famous, that also does not last for very long. You may have a very strong, healthy body, but that will also not last very long. So, we cannot find happiness just from the material things of life. But we are looking, everyone wants to be happy, they want to find happiness. So in order to be happy, first of all, we have to understand who we are. We have to understand more about ourselves. And to understand ourselves, we have to hear from the spiritual master. So Prabhupada is describing about the spiritual master. He's saying, who is the spiritual master? Sometimes people think the spiritual master, he has to be a brahmana. But Prabhupada quotes this verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is spoken by Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is speaking to Ramananda Rai. Now Lord Chaitanya was a sannyasi and a brahmana. And by birth he was a brahmana. And Ramananda Rai, he was a grihastha. And by birth he was sudra. But Lord Chaitanya would ask questions to Ramananda Rai, and Ramananda Rai would answer. So Ramananda Rai thought, maybe this is not proper, because Lord Chaitanya is a sannyasi and I'm a grihastha. I should be hearing from him. No, I should not be talking to him. He should be talking to me. But Lord Chaitanya said, birth is not important. The spiritual master's qualification is that he knows about Krishna. He should know that what are the teachings of Krishna, Krishna Tattva.
Krishna
And then Prabhupada goes on to quote another verse from the Padma Purana. And that verse says, even if you're a brahmana and you're expert in all Vedic knowledge, still you may not be the spiritual master because you may not be a Vaishnava. Is it possible? It could be expert in the Vedic knowledge and not a devotee? Yes, it's certainly possible because the Vedas are all about the three modes of material nature. It's very difficult to know Krishna from the Vedas. As it said in the Brahma Samhita, the Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. It's very difficult to know Krishna from the Vedas, but very easy to know from the devotee. And it's also said in the Bhagavad Gita, Trigunya Vishaya Veda, nice Trigunya Bhav Arjuna. Krishna tells Arjuna, rise above. He says, the Vedas deal with the three modes of nature. Rise above these modes of nature, Arjuna. Be transcendental. So if somebody knows, if someone is expert in the Vedic knowledge, he may be a good Karmakandi Brahman, but that's not the qualification to be the spiritual master. Karmakandi activities are for material sense gratification. So one may be expert in the Vedic knowledge for the purpose of sense gratification. But a spiritual master is someone who has given up sense gratification. The spiritual master's qualification is that he is engaged in the service of Krishna. Spiritual master not only knows the science of Krishna, but he also applies it. It's not enough to just only speak the knowledge of devotional service. We have to show by our own example also. Yeah, we tell people to chant Hare Krishna, we also have to chant Hare Krishna. We tell people to worship Krishna, we also have to worship Krishna. We cannot just only talk about these things, we have to do it. So the spiritual master must not only have knowledge, but he can also apply the knowledge. We will read more from the purport. The problems of material existence, birth, old age, disease and death cannot be counteracted by accumulation of wealth and economic development. In many parts of the world, there are states which are replete with all facilities of life, which are full of wealth and economically developed, yet the problems of material existence are still present. They are seeking peace in different ways, but they can achieve real happiness only if they consult Krishna or the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, which constitute the science of Krishna. Through the bona fide representative of Krishna, the man in Krishna consciousness.
ปัญหาชีวิตทางวัตถุเช่นการเกิดการแก่การเจ็บและการตายจะแก้ไขได้ด้วยการเติมเติมทรัพย์สมบัติและพัฒนาเศรษฐกิจมีส่วนต่างๆมากมายในโลกที่รัฐมีสิ่งอำนวยความสะดวกและชีวิตยังสมบูรณ์เต็มไปด้วยความมั่งคั่งและเศรษฐกิจที่ดีแต่ปัญหาทางวัตถุก็ยังปรากฏอยู่พวกเขาส่องแสวงหาสันติภาพด้วยวิธีต่างๆแต่พวกเขาสามารถได้รับความสุขอย่างแท้จริงด้วยการมาศึกษาพระพุทธศาสนาหรือพระวจีตาและสรีมาบารมีเท่านั้นซึ่งประกอบการเป็นศาสตร์ของพระพุทธศาสนาโดยผ่านทางผู้แทนที่จริงใจของพระพุทธศาสนาหรือบุคคลในคริสต์ศาสนาหนึ่ง
So people think that if you're in a rich countryThen the life must be very nice. They did a survey to find out who were the happiest people in the world. So they interviewed people all different countries of the world.And they found out the happiest people were not Americans. And the happiest people were not Australians. But they said the Bangladesh people were the happiest. Bangladesh. So they're not rich at all. They're quite poor, but they're happy. Because happiness is not based on wealth. Neither is happiness based on just having a lot of education. Prabhupada saw when he went to the Western countries how unhappy people were. Prabhupada saw how they had more problems, more anxiety. Even they're coming from the rich homes, but they're not able to enjoy their life. So Prabhupada explains, you need the help, you need the direction of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.You have to get real knowledge. And to understand Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, we have to have the association of devotees. We cannot understand ourselves just simply by reading.You can understand something, but not much. So, association with devotees is very important. We'll read more. If economic development and material comforts could drive away one's lamentation for family, social, national,are international inebrities, then Arjuna would not have said, that even an unrivaled kingdom on earth, or supremacy like that of the demigods in the heavenly planets, would be unable to drive away his lamentations. He sought, therefore, refuge in Krishna consciousness, and that is the right path for peace and harmony. Economic development or supremacy over the world can be finished at any moment by the cataclysms of material nature. Even elevation into a higher planetary situation, as men are now seeking on the moon planet, can also be finished at one stroke. The Bhagavad Gita confirms this. Shini punye marti lokam vishanti. When the results of pious activities are finished, one falls down again from the peak of happiness to the lowest status of life. Many politicians of the world have fallen down in that way. Such downfalls only constitute more causes for lamentation. Therefore, if we want to curb lamentation for good, then we have to take shelter of Krishna, as Arjuna is seeking to do. So Arjuna asks Krishna to solve his problem definitely, and that is the way of Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada is describing how you may get economic prosperity, you may become very rich or very famous, very successful in your material life. But these things can be finished very quickly. Just like here in Thailand, there was the President, Prime Minister Thaksin, and he was very powerful and very rich. But then, you know, he had to leave the country, he had to run away. There are many other examples of such politicians. There is an example, Prabhupada met Alfred Fort. Prabhupada has one disciple, he is the grandson of Henry Fort. So, Prabhupada, when he met Prabhupada for the first time, Prabhupada said to him, "Oh, you are the grandson of Henry Ford." So, Alfred Ford, the young man, was thinking, "Yes, I am Henry's son, Henry Ford's grandson." He was feeling proud. And then Prabhupada said to him, "Where is Henry Ford now?" So then Alfred Ford, he felt very humble. Then he felt very humble. So the material successes of life, this to be rich, to be famous, to be very big position, it is very temporary. If we don't use it for Krishna, then it is useless. Okay, any questions?
Yesterday we did a verse, and there also it's written that we have to offer the spiritual master quite explicitly in today's verse, and even the Srimad Bhagavatam also. So, but it's quite clear, quite evident in Prabhupada's books, but how do people still say that, you know, Prabhupada is the spiritual master and we just have to take it shelter? The Vedic philosophy, on what basis do they propagate such ideas? It's kind of quite clear that we have to
approach. Yeah, well, we're approaching Prabhupada also by read
this
by his.
Prabhupada, this Prabhupada is enough. We don't need to
approach. Yeah, they have their independence like that. They want to be independent, so we think they can know Prabhupada just simply by their own ideas, by their own ways. What can you say? It's their understanding, you know. You can argue about these things forever. Just like, you know, people can read the Bhagavad Gita and they can present the Mayavadi philosophy. Yeah. So, I mean, they also say they're approaching a spiritual master. They say Prabhupada still living. Prabhupada wrote in the beginning, he lives forever by his divine instructions, and the follower lives with him. So, it's important, you know, are they following the Prabhupada's instruction? If they're following, then, okay. Get some benefit. Because they're attached to Prabhupada. No. They're attached to Prabhupada. It's nice in a way. At least they're attached to Prabhupada. You know, the problem comes if they become, when they become offensive, when they criticize other people and blaspheme other devotees. But if they're just simply following Prabhupada, and they, you know, read Prabhupada's books and they follow Prabhupada like that, then, you know, we don't have a big argument with them. You know, they have their way, they want to follow that way. It's up to them. But we could say, well, why only Prabhupada? Why don't you just follow Lord Chaitanya? You know, you can follow Lord Chaitanya. Why are you just following Prabhupada? Follow Lord Chaitanya. And they have that attachment to Prabhupada. They're not so much attached to devotees. Other devotees are just attached to Prabhupada. But, you know, we don't want to criticize too many them. You know, we don't want to get into blaspheming and criticizing them. You know, they're also chanting Hare Krishna, serving Krishna according to their own way. Alright. No, just let them preach and we also preach, carry on our preaching. We don't have to waste a lot of time trying to pull others down. Let them do their preaching, we'll do our preaching. If they feel that they can spread Krishna consciousness better without devotees, then let them do it.
They are reading the same books and reading.
Yeah, they read the same books. They read Prabhupada's books. Yeah. And they distribute a lot of books. They distribute a lot of Prabhupada's books. They do a lot of preaching. They do programs. They make some devotees as well. You know. Okay. You know, that's their way. You know, they have their own line. They say the parampara is finished. You know, finished with Prabhupada. After Prabhupada, no more parampara. That's their view. Anyway.
I was listening to lecture by Dr. Bhagavan, and he says, he gives the example that we, in Vedas, in the Shastra, like normally they can be sometimes contradictory things. It might appear contradictory to the person who is reading, you know, by person. Like he gave the example that one place is written as the moon of an animal or a man, it's completely impure. So,
what?
The moon.
Huh?
The bone.
Oh, the bone of an animal, yeah.
So in another place it's written that a sankha is worshipped, you should read it. And the same with the cow dung also.
Mm.
So then you cannot really just worship the sastra at that time. Then you have to approach the sadhu or the guru, because then he has understood the essence of the scriptures.
Mm.
So in that case they might be having some problem. Mm.
Yeah.
Because they are not accepting a living authority.
Yeah, but they say, well, Prabhupada has given everything. You know, you can argue, you can go and argue forever. So I say, you know, you don't want to waste your time. Whatever you may say, they'll argue back. You know, they already tried everything. They had so many debates and everything. You know, you don't get any conclusion in Kali Yuga. You know, so just okay, let them do it. You know, let them do their thing, and you know, we also carry on preaching. You know. Let them do it, but you know, they have their way, they have their ideas, you know, and they're not going to change, they're not going to give up. And they don't give up Krishna consciousness either, you know. They're still there, they're still on, going on, you know, they go on. And they have strong attachment to Prabhupada. Very good. You know, they're doing their thing. Sorry. Let them do it. You know, they do identify themselves as being part of ISKCON, although we don't let them be part of ISKCON, but they consider themselves to be part of ISKCON. It's like that. Okay. Hare Krishna. Bhagavad Gita ki.